On the Tucson International Airport tarmac, a fleet of three Cessna 210s taxi for takeoff. Manufacturers ceased production of this six-seater model four decades ago. But these very planes have lately been the college students' main mode of transportation. Their four-day adventure across the Grand Canyon State kicked off in Flagstaff.
And I am in awe of just what the world looks like from a bird's eye view.
23-year-old Kimberly Anderson reflects on her ride. She is from the Hopi village of Kikotsmovi and a senior majoring in environmental science at Fort Lewis College in Colorado. Anderson and seven more students met tribes along the way. While here in Tucson, Fauna Offam Vice Chairwoman Carla Johnson joined her and the rest.
These leaders coming and being with us in these planes and giving their perspective is very powerful.
ASU Data Science Junior Sophia Hunani is Diné Hopi and from Tuba City.
They had a lot to share, coming from both a Western science and a traditional ecological knowledge perspective.
Eager high schoolers were the first to learn about the land from above through Flight Across America, until the nonprofit EcoFlight shifted its attention to career-bound college students who could make the most meaningful change in areas of conservation. This opportunity can in part be credited to one of the nation's most popular folk singers. You might have heard some of his greatest hits.
Almost Heaven, West Virginia.
That's right, the John Denver. This passion for piloting and astronomy only grew when he moved to spend much of his life in this snowy Colorado city. Aspen is also where Bruce Gordon founded EcoFlight.
My good friend John Denver. You're old enough to know who he is.
Gordon was one of the pilots that ferried students around Arizona.
But I laughed like that because even a number of the students we just had, maybe a third raised their hand.
Flight Across America was their brainchild for Earth Day 2000.
This idea sort of came to a huge fizzle when he passed away.
In 1997, the eight-time platinum album recording artist crashed an experimental plane into California's Monterey Bay. Gordon dedicated the maiden Flight Across America voyage in 2004 to Denver's memory. About 180 students have taken to the skies of the West since then. It's something Gordon thinks would have inspired Denver, too.
Yeah, you would have really been excited about this. Getting up in the air, get the people involved, because that was one of his main loves, for sure.
Though he'd be poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio, reporting from Tucson.